You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about how a special structure is bringing a Wisconsin school together.
For centuries, Ho-Chunk people have created small lodges called chipotoke for sleeping, cooking, and gathering as a community. Now, a Ho-Chunk builder is helping Wisconsin students construct their own structure. WPR's Rochelle Wilson watched this unfold at Wingra School, a private school for kindergarten through eighth grade on Madison's west side.
Outside Madison's Wingra School on a sunny fall afternoon, Lightning New Rider is measuring canvas and preparing twine. He's a Ho-Chunk artist and horticulturist, and he's here to refurbish the school's chipotoke.
Chipotoke, or Ho-Chi, which is a house.
It's a Ho-Chunk structure made with bent tree saplings tied together with twine to make a frame and then covered with natural materials.
And these houses were used for sleeping at night, storing harvest goods like plants, food, squash, corn, ceremonies. They did ceremonies every season to honor Grandmother Earth.
Inside the school's auditorium, New Rider explains to the students how commonplace chipotoke used to be.
Those were the first houses that were all spread out throughout this whole area. This area we call Daejo. Can you guys say Daejo?
Daejo!
A couple years ago, New Rider led Wingra's older students in harvesting tree saplings from tribal lands in Sauk County, soaking them in lake water to make them pliable, and building the frame.
Like, it was like a really nice teamwork moment for the kids to actually be able to build something.
That's Andrea Sherry, who teaches science and technology at Wingra. She's been overseeing the chipotoke project with New Rider.
Because I think a lot of times kids aren't really honored in the building process. And everything, including the tying and the thatching of it, was all done with the kids and the help of Lightning.
For the students, the chipotoke is a site of play and imagination. Sometimes it's a spaceship or a church.
I've attended a few weddings here.
And several students say they use it as a makeshift jail cell.
Even back in the old days, they would tie up our enemies and throw them in there.
It sounds like the kids do that too.
For the first 2 years, Wingra School's chipotoke was an open-air structure. Now, New Rider is back to help the students cover it in canvas, which will give it a whole new look and purpose for the next season.
Just put the rope through, and then what you're going to do is you're going to make a loop.
The older kids tie off the twine. Then, the younger students carry the canvas over to the chipotoke frame.
So we'll all have a job, but it might not be right away.
Once the canvas is tied off and ready to go, the older kids and the teachers get to work attaching it to the frame. With the chipotoke about halfway covered, it begins to drizzle. For the final step, the adults reach high to cover the top.
Should I pull this up here?
It's very cozy inside the chipotoke, now protected from the elements by the canvas.
It's nice though.
Yeah.
The rain has let up, and the students are back inside the school. New Rider and a few of the teachers stay outside to admire their work.
You guys did really good. Good job. These were built to last. Yeah. I like it. Let's buy this big oak tree.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Maybe the tree's going to be like 500 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's old.
For New Rider, building this chipotoke with the students is a way to carry on a long-standing Ho-Chunk tradition with a new generation.
WPR's Rochelle Wilson brought us that story on the chipotoke at Wingra School in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
It's Wisconsin Today.